Right. Well, I will say this. I know that sometimes with USPS in particular, something can, not be there for a few days, and all of a sudden, boom, it's on your doorstep. So I've seen it. I don't know if it's just them or if there's, you know, several carriers that that do that, but, give it a – so as far as you know, it went out Friday, right? So it should have moved on Friday, got to the post office. It may not have done a whole lot before Monday, but let's assume it moved on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's, you know, it's entirely possible. And then it's Thanksgiving week, so you got that you got to contend with. Yeah, let's hope it shows up somewhere along the line.
I'm just going to keep monitoring it, but when I get in tomorrow, I'll be like, okay, Miss Reception, whose name I don't want to say on the air because she's actually an angel. I'm going to be like, look, this was a $600 radio. I told her that today, and her jaw hit the floor. I'm like, yeah, there's a $600 radio in there going back to the manufacturer for repair. So we need to find that. So she said that being it's a business, and unfortunately that is kind of one of her duties, right, is to manage the mail in and out. Being a business, we do have a contact, so I'm going to have her pull some strings and say, this is what happened. Where is this package? Because I've never heard, like she even said, she goes, the mailman's here, and he said that he can take that package. And I'm like, but it's UPS. She said, I know, and he said that he can take it. Because on it, I'm not writing it off yet, but on it, there's a UPS barcode, and then there's a USPS QR code. So I'm hoping that it could have went one way or another.